This report will be completed over the course of the next year. The State Department of Environmental Protection has 2 years to submit a plan to EPA, which will present its proposals for cutting state carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. It won't be easy, as the majority of the state's energy production comes from coal. The EPA wants to cut carbon emissions by 30% over the next 16 years from 2005 carbon levels. Evan Hansen with Downstream Strategies says West Virginia's levels need to decrease about 20% according to EPA proposals.
What's important to realize is that a 20% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions doesn't necessarily mean that we'd be mining 20% less coal or that we would lose 20% of our coal jobs. There's so much flexibility built into this rule that it can be achieved in many different ways, and coal production is going to continue in West Virginia even after these rules are implemented. For example, electricity generation can shift toward natural gas or toward renewable energy systems, or there are provisions to increase energy efficiency at homes and businesses, and that counts toward the carbon dioxide reductions.
Hansen's organization, Downstream Strategies, along with the West Virginia University Center for Energy and Sustainable Development, is compiling information in a report to give to state policymakers like the DEP on how West Virginia can meet these EPA proposals. This includes looking at emissions data from all of the state's coal-fired power plants, as well as researching what rules and regulations on the books might be helpful or obstructive to getting these emission cuts done. James Van Nostrand works for the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development at WVU.
I think the studies that are out there indicate that energy efficiency is probably the lowest cost compliance option, and we currently have a pretty poor record on energy efficiency. There's been utilities offering programs to help customers control their energy bills, whether they be in residential customers, commercial customers, or industrial customers, but it's basically paying customers for saving the kilowatt hours that then don't have to be generated by generating plants.
The EPA's newly proposed regulations are the first enforcement standards ever set on carbon emissions. When they were announced, West Virginia's leaders viewed them with caution, anxiety, and trepidation. Most were extremely disappointed. Van Nostrand says some other states, including coal states like Kentucky, have already begun to develop strategies to cut carbon emissions. Van Nostrand says West Virginia is not as far ahead as it probably should be.
I don't think we've positioned ourselves very well thus far to achieve compliance with these rules. A lot of states have moved forward much more aggressively with respect to integrating renewable energy in their portfolios, with respect to diversifying their energy supply for electric generation, to include a mix of coal, natural gas, and renewables and nuclear, with respect to integration of energy efficiency. So we're behind a lot of the country in terms of the extent of integrating renewable energy.
Nationally, carbon emissions and how to deal with them have become a politically charged issue. Democrats and Republicans alike struck down a cap-and-trade proposal in the United States Congress about 5 years ago, when funding was also on the table for new clean coal technology practices like carbon capture and storage. Van Nostrand says the lack of congressional collaboration forced the hand of President Obama to direct the EPA's movement on carbon emission regulation.
The president is using basically his executive authority through the EPA to regulate greenhouse gases under the Clean Air Act, and it's not a very elegant approach, and frankly, it's kind of a blunt instrument. It's not the best way to do it, but in the absence of Congress coming up with some kind of a federal program, it's not an ideal solution, but it's the only one the president has available to him.
The EPA has scheduled 4 public meetings to discuss these proposals. They are planned for the last week of July in Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Denver. The report will be done by next June. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.